Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal VRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I deliver it every day. And they have a very focused show. Only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything thing I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, you call anytime for assistance. Call that number. It comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. This is an interesting one because I'm looking at today's celebration, and then it's mid-gala day today, but shouldn't that be on the Kentucky Derby Day? I'm just curious about that one. Seems like this is an odd time, being that we know that mint juleps are known for Kentucky Derby Day, so we're just going to skip that one because, you know, it's a bit useless. Loomis Day, Whole Bucket Day, Water a Flower Day. Yeah, not very good. Not very exciting is our commentary for today. So let's take a look at the markets, see what we were in the markets for us this morning. That was a little bit ago, down 37 points on the Dow, 21,000. I know we had a record close at the end of last week. Well, down 56 cents per barrel. $2.368 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline nationally. Here in the state of confusion, though, we're paying $3.09 more than any other in the union. We are the leader. We're leading the pack. Well, I guess I have to be excited about something here in this world, but leading the pack in gasoline price for a state that is so heavily dependent on gasoline doesn't look like a good idea to me. U.S. 10-year Treasury, I've been sharing with you, I believe we're going down to be about 1.90 on the 10-year yield. We are at 2.23 right now with the 10-year yield. Not a great idea, not a great recommendation for those people that are on fixed income, but that's kind of where we are right now. And that 2 point, it's a shame, but it is helping our mortgage prices. 2.228 is exactly where we are right now, 3 basis points for the day. Not the direction that we want to be heading. It's always best to see our 10-year yield going up or doing a little bit of the yield going up. Those people that are going to say, "Ron, that doesn't make any sense because you lead a lending team, a mortgage lending team, and that's counterintuitive for the lending team." Well, the bottom line here is what's in the best interest of our country? What's in the best interest? What is it about our economy? So our economy is better when we are with a higher yield on that 10-year treasury. I didn't know over the weekend that I saw the Federal Reserve Act. They're still making the payments they've been making. They want to see inflation rise to 2%. Personal income, though, rose 0.4%, pretty much in line with expectations. We also saw the core PCE price index 0.2% from March, above the consensus of 0.1%. 1.5% a year ago, down from 1.6% last month. So seeing some interesting numbers there as well. We're still seeing the mortgage-backed securities, the bond price, the mortgage-backed security price is increasing, which means interest rates are on decline, which is a big good number right there. We're going to talk quite a bit about interest rates and credit scores and the like today. Mainly because we know that we're seeing that all of a sudden, it's pretty simple, we're seeing that Americans' credit scores are doing better. Americans' credit scores are at their all-time high, which is a good sign for us. When these credit scores are so high, it means attention, using their money wisely. That's a big issue, and I'll tell you why that's a big issue. The bubble, the real estate bubble, people were not using real wise. They were their credit. They were using them wise. What they were doing was taking on new debt all the time. And when you're taking on new debt all the time, basically what's happening is you're seeing that people are using their home as an ATM. Now, is it bad to use your home as an ATM? And I'm going to suggest no, it's not, as long as you're doing it for the right purposes. So what would be the correct purposes there? Well, if you're doing it for home improvements, then I'm going to say that makes sense. If you're doing it to go buy a new car, well, that's on the other end of the spectrum, is we don't want to be going out to buy a new car with debt that we're taking out of the house. Now, you hear, that'll probably resonate with some folks who listen to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis. The question then becomes, okay, so if you don't want to use it to pay off your credit, your car, go buy a new car, why is it, Ron, you say to us that it makes sense to look at your total household debt to figure out what is going to make sense when we're looking at a debt consolidation loan? A car is part of that. Well, the answer to that is quite simple. The reason I want you to look at your car when you're doing a debt consolidation loan is we're looking at all of it as a higher lot. We want to know what are the debts that you have, what's your total expense, your household expense. You heard me say this many, many times. The price you have on your interest rate for your home is only one component of household debt. So what we're looking at, we talk about the blended household debt, your blended interest rate. And that's a strategy. That's a strategic financial planning decision looking at in that case, because you've already taken on debt. So the difference is timing. Want to take a debt, well, then you look at it and say, okay, what makes sense to get rid of debt? What makes sense in an overall picture? What makes sense in the overall package? And if you've already got that debt going, maybe we can just limit it a little bit. Maybe we can say, okay, we're going to roll it all into one new 30-year fixed-rate loan or a 7-year interest-only loan. We'll look at all the different options for you. But the whole idea there becomes an issue of, let's figure out if we can take some of the savings and apply it to that debt, to the new debt, to the new 30-year fixed-rate loan or the 7-1 loan, whichever makes sense for your family. But if we look at that and apply some of the savings or a majority of the savings, well, then what we're doing is we're cutting down the duration. So it's not really paying off your car 30 years. You're going to pay it off over a shorter period of time. You're going to put some money away to buy the next car, so you have cash, so you're not in the same predicament again. So the average credit score nationwide is 700 in April, the highest national credit score average since at least 2005, when the data started being tracked by the Fair Isaac Corporation, or FICO. About 6 million Americans will have removed from their scores within the next 5 years, according to a report by Barclays PLC, and the number of consumers believe to be the riskiest borrower, the credit score below 600, includes just 20% of U.S. adults, down from 25.5% in 2010. Higher scores lead to more available credit. We see more activity in terms of loan credit card approvals, more spending. And that would have a ripple effect across the economy, increasing aggregate demand for goods and services. So the increase in the debt or the credit scores can be a good thing for us over the short and long run. I spend a lot of time talking about that because for the economy, just on the economic side, well, then we start seeing people buying cars at a decent rate in the high rate interest loans. They're going to go and get them at a lower interest rate when they buy a new car. Look at all the add-ons go to that, the trucking to new cars around the country, the finance, manufacturing, all the parts down line. So those are all good things for our economy. That's why we take a look at these numbers on a regular basis. That's why we track these numbers. And that's why that it's really a good piece of information, knowing that we're reaching this all-time high. See, because I get this conversation, I get this debate on a probably every day now. I have somebody saying to me, Ron, are we in another bubble? And I'm looking and saying, how do you find a bubble? What does a bubble mean to you? When you start looking at it from that standpoint, you start looking and saying, okay, well, a bubble is nothing more than prices going up because prices are going up. Well, no. Prices are not going up because prices are going up. Prices are going up for economic reasons. The economic reason is that we continue to see demand increasing, and there's not a supply of property. There's not a supply of product inventory coming to the marketplace. New homes are still not a great number. As long as we don't have a lot of new home starts and we need 1.5 million new units every year, well, the likelihood is we're going to continue to see good happening in our economy, and we will not see the effects of a bubble. That's the whole concept there. Robert, are we getting any sound right now? I saw your note that's saying any sound to it. Just check to see if you're hearing me as of yet. I don't know why we're not getting any sound. Are we getting maybe I didn't plug sound coming through now. Hopefully we're getting some good sound. I just saw that message come across sharing that. We're going to double check it. We're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Single Radio discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about the number one reason to list your house for sale now. How costly is bad credit? Home renovation boom is turning people's houses into ATMs. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, yes, it will be on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 210037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, our solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be reading every day on Ron Siegel Radio at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Hopefully we've got the sound figured out right now for our friends on Facebook. Didn't have any feedback from our engineers on the other team, so I want to just make sure our friends on Facebook are getting down. Somebody in there, please put this up and just let us know. I thought I saw Ryan said that we figured it out. Hopefully we'll get someone to throw a comment for you. The PR Real-Time Real Estate segment being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. That is our friends over there. Now, all you have to do is just simply put in just a little bit of information. You're going to put in where you want to live, the demographics, you know, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, the zip code or streets or areas or wherever you want looking for. Put a price range in there. You're going to get a text message. Whenever there's something new comes up in your area, text NEST to 7564. No advertising there. Number one reason to list your house for sale now, and if you are debating listing your house for sale this year, here is the number one reason not to wait. And are you ready for that number one reason? That's the question I brought out to you. Give you a little bit of a drum right there to figure out what is the number one reason, and it is buyer demand continues to outpace the supply of homes for sale. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, their chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, recently commented on the inventory, and I'll quote, "Last month's dip in closings was somewhat expected, given that there was such a strong sales increase in March at 4.2%, and new and existing inventory is not keeping up with the fast pace homes are coming off the market. Demand is easily outstripping supply in most of the country, and it's stymieing many prospective buyers from finding a home to purchase. The latest existing home sales report shows that there is currently a 4.2-month supply of home sales. That's a national number. This brings lower than 6-month supply necessary for a normal market and 4.6% lower than a year ago." So we're going to put a chart. I'm going to be sharing that on our Facebook channel, social media. Anything less than 6 months is considered. Market. The bottom line here is if you're thinking about selling, give me a call, 800-306-1990. There are a lot of ready, willing, and able buyers right now in the marketplace. And if they've visited our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, then they know they've already got their fast pass pre-approval. The fast pass approval is basically just telling us that you are pre-underwritten. That allows the real professional to check box 4 on the real residence agreement that says no loan contingencies. Think about that concept. If you've got no loan contingencies, for a buyer that has loan contingencies, or you're competing against a cash buyer, you're going to be able to close almost as quick with a fast pass pre-approval as a cash purchase. It just depends on what the cash purchaser is looking for, because you still need to have a clear title report. I'm assuming that a cash purchaser is going to want clear title as well. The big issue that may be a little different is the fast pass does require an appraisal, and a cash purchaser might say, no, I don't even want an appraisal. But if they're not waiving appraisal contingency, then you're basically looking at the same, pretty much the same product. The issue that you really want to make sure you're looking at is, have you hired a great professional to help that sale? The reason I ask about hiring a great professional to help with the sale is very, very simple. You need it. You've got to have somebody helping you with this, because the main issue that's going to come up there is negotiations. Almost every property that I'm seeing, or every contract I'm seeing now, is having a lot of opportunity, a lot of offers. The property is priced properly. We've shared the data with you before. California, properties are selling in less than 30 days when they are priced properly. Now, they're not always being priced properly. That has to do with the fact, do you have a great professional that's working with you? Do you have a great professional that's helping out in that area? That's a big issue right there. It's because the negotiations in a multi-bid, I can only share with you. Now, I've told you this before. I've got a real estate license. I don't use it. Needed it for some business transactions I was doing at one time. Don't need it right now, but I have got it. So I do that. I say that in the interest of full disclosure. But here's the concept that you need to be aware of is if a purchase comes in to a seller and you're not using real estate agent, you're just saying, I'm going to try and do it on my own. Number one, it's very difficult, unless you're looking at a real, real clean transaction. How can somebody handle both sides of the transaction? Looking and saying, you know something, I'm working to get the seller the highest price possible and the buyer the lowest price possible. How does that work? You have one person on both sides. One issue. The other issue is negotiations of the extras, the add-ons. So negotiations of, there's a home inspection. Is there work to be done? Well, the seller wants to do as little as possible. The buyer wants everything done. So you need to have a great representation. Is it going to cost you any extra if you're the buyer to get great representation? No. Because it's already built in that when the contract is done in the very beginning, the contract says, okay, this is what the sales are going to be. X amount of percent is going to go to the listing agent, and X percent is going to the buying agent. So as a listing agent, if he sees that the buyer has nobody representing him, he likes that because he makes double commission. But it might be easier in a more methodology, if you're seeing somebody have a representation on both sides to help book each individual, I would recommend you take a look at that. Talk to the people. See how they're going to deal with it. Ask the question in advance. Now, we did this, I think, last week or the week before, Brent Humphreys was in, and we were talking about the questions you need to ask when you're interviewing a real estate professional. If you're shopping for a new home right now, know who's looking out for you, working with you. Give me a call, 306-1990. Get in touch with our friends over at Gold Star. You'll get that fast pass pre-approval. Then, and you understand the sequence of events, then we put you in touch with the folks at a real estate firm that's going to help you getting yourselves represented to the best of the ability there as well. Again, it's all for your benefit. Yes, the Gold Star is one of our sponsors, so I absolutely do have a vested interest in sending business to them. But the most important part is getting you into the home that you want, at the right property, at the right time for your family. Right now, it takes a lot to get that done just because of what's going on in the marketplace. It is a seller's market. So if you're a buyer, you need somebody that knows what they're doing to help you get to the finish line. I'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Discuss real estate current events in the financial markets. We're going to talk about how costly is bad credit. The home renovation is turning people's houses into ATMs again. Oops. We don't want to see that happen, so we're going to talk about it, give you a little warning. You can reach us anytime. Our number, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegel.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In your credit matters segment today, being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is, what are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. So let's look and see what, how costly is bad credit is our subject this morning. I want to find some information there. Just looking up some interesting numbers so that we can give you some real stats and share some information with you, because it's amazing how many people don't recognize the fact of how costly it could be to have bad credit. So what do you do? What's the solution when we're looking at some of these different numbers? How do we manage it? So if we go back, what I was going to do is, what I want to really do is, we're going to look at just the cost. And I know that not everybody is going to put 20% down on a home. So, but how do I give you some real valuable numbers without just having the baseline? That's the whole issue, is looking at a baseline for what we're talking about. So if we go to a baseline of a 30-year fixed rate, and we talk about what the property is we're looking at, I'm going to show you the concept here. And we're just doing this for education purposes. I'm not going to give you all the legalese, all the legal issues that are going involved in this. If we were to look at a $500,000 purchase, that's kind of what our baseline is this morning. And we look at the difference between what happens when the borrower's got great credit, fair credit, moderate credit. Those are just some of the issues that you look at on a regular basis and find out, okay, what's going to happen and what is the impact of all of these different numbers with my credit scores, and more importantly, with my payment. That's the big issue, right? I mean, you want to know what the payment is going to be and what does that mean to your family, because that's all at the end of the day. Do have good credit, right? I mean, isn't that the bottom line? So when I look at some of these different numbers, we're just looking and saying, okay, well, where do they come from? They come from the debt to income ratios. They come from the loan to value ratios. These are the big numbers. And you can get loans. I mean, loans are available from 500 FICOs all the way up. But what I did here is I just looked at what are we looking at with a 640 FICO? What does a 725 FICO look like? What are all these different numbers and what is the payment difference going to be? And when you think about payment differences, then you start looking and saying, okay, the numbers on payments, and this is something that a lot of people make mistake about. The number on a payment doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot when you look at just the payment alone. What really becomes important is what's going to happen over the life of the loan. So you have to, every number you look at, you end up, you double it, or you have to run it by times 360. So we look at this survey. This was a survey done by NerdWallet that more than a quarter of Americans, 26%, check their credit scores monthly or often. Nearly 1/8 have never checked their credit scores. We talk about doing that all the time. CreditKarma.com is a good source. I'll give you a FICO score. It gives you a Vantage score, FICO score. But it gives you the trajectory. If you've got a real high CreditKarma score, most of them have a high FICO score. It's a moderate number, then we have to be more careful about that. Half of Americans, 49%, don't know that having bad credit can limit a person's options, even for something as basic as cell phone service. A quarter of Americans think a person has just one credit score. That's 23%. They must not be listening to Ron C. Radio. You've got 9 of them. 9 credit scores. Actually, probably even more than that. But for every type of a transaction, there's 3. If you're looking at buying a new house, you're going to have 3 different credit scores for a new house. You're going to have an Experian, an Equifax, and a TransUnion. If you're looking at a car, they look at something a different modeling methodology. So they're going to give you 3 of their own, again, for each of the 3 models, but methodology. Credit cards, they're going to look at something different. 41% carrying a small balance on a credit card month to month can improve a person's credit scores. Well, some people say yes, some people say no. I like to keep a little balance on there. Pay it off between the credit card statement closing date and the due date. If you pay it off between those 2 dates, that's good. But I like to get your credit, keep a small balance at the statement closing date. Go on just ahead of that statement closing date. Send in the majority of your payment then, and then keep a small balance, and then pay it off right after the statement closing date. That way there's a number, when they look at credit utilization. And credit utilization is a formula where you're dividing the balance by the credit. If you've got a 0, it causes a problem with the computers and the calculations. So they're admitting that there is a problem there. Having bad credit is expensive, and not just because of high interest rates lenders charge. More than 2 in 5 Americans, 3%, don't know that having bad can negatively impact the price in some states of car insurance. I don't believe it's allowed in California. 52% don't know that it can negatively impact the cost of utility deposits. These expenses are cheaper or non-existent for those with excellent credit, even though they don't involve borrowing money. Bad credit even limit housing options. Landlords check applicants' credit reports, but almost a quarter of Americans, 23%, don't know that bad credit can negatively impact a person's ability to rent an apartment. 49% don't know that bad credit can limit the ability to get a cell phone. Think about all these different numbers. So let's look at some real numbers. Actually, let's look first at what the score. So your credit score is going to range between 300 and 850. That number is an estimate of how likely someone is to repay borrowed money. If you make regular payments to a lender on a credit card or auto loan, for example, probably have credit scores. I've seen people that don't have great credit scores because they didn't get any credit. They wanted to live on cash or using a debit card. So there's a popular radio host that is a big proponent of don't have any credit. And I think that that's a big mistake. Where he is in Tennessee, you can buy a house for $80,000. In Southern California, your down payment is $80,000. Well, not quite, but any property, you're looking at an $80,000 down payment. So it's not looking at apples and apples. We're talking about that. Five major components of your credit score: payment history. Are you paying your bills on time? Credit utilization. I've talked to you about that one already. How long do you have your credit cards? If you're constantly opening credit cards and closing older ones, that's not going to help your credit. The mix of credit accounts. So the idea there is you want a mortgage, you want a car, actually the perfect mix, they say, because nobody exactly knows the model for FICO, but one mortgage, two cars, and three credit cards. That's the mix. And then new credit. How many hard inquiries appear on your credit file? If you're out rate shopping, they call that scoring. If you're buying a new car and you go to multiple car dealers, your credit in a short period of time, that's not going to have a negative impact on your credit scores. You actually get your credit report free once per year. It does not give you a score. You have to pay for that. So there are different ways improving your credit scores, but let's look at just for a house. And I think I shared with you, I was going to use a $500,000 purchase, 20% down payment. You know that you don't need a 20% down payment. But if you had a 765 FICO score, you're looking at a $1,900 principal and interest only. I know there's taxes, insurance, we should be giving you an APR, but I'm just trying to give you an education here, not give you any quotes. But if you're looking at a 725 FICO score, your interest rate jumps a quarter of a point right there, $58 a month higher in your interest rate, $58 a month. Now, remember I said to you that it's not like it's just a one-month deal. You're looking at $21,000. It costs you just that 40-point difference. Now, let's look difference that we're going to get if we have a 765, we told you that payment is 1910, or if we look at a 640, well, your interest rate is 3/4% higher, $177 a month higher. That's almost $64,000 a year. $64,000 a year at extra cost over the life of the loan. You see why it's important for you to manage this? You see why it's important for you to do what you can to increase your credit score? Make sure, first off, your credit report is accurate. That's why we have several companies we recommend. Don't own them, don't represent them, don't work for them. But I do know people that have good success. Credit Pro, Blue Water Credit, great, great companies to work with if you need some help with your credit score. We're going to talk about some methods to start working on your credit when you come back. That's because that's the bottom line is it's good to know these issues, but more important than knowing them, that becomes how do we deal with increasing them once we've got them correct? Then what do we do? That's going to be the topic of our conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to talk about renovation boom. Maybe it's turning people's houses into an ATM. We'll see if that's good or bad. We're going to also continue our conversation on how costly is bad credit. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach the time off-air number, 800-361-990, 800-306-1990, or radio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-472.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. A renovation boom is turning people's houses into ATMs again. This is the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. So here's the issue. Homeowners are staying in place with available homes at record lows. Home equity lines of credit are booming with higher housing values. A new home equity boom comes just as the pain of the last boom is ending. That's according to a report from CNBC. So here's the issue. Home equity loans have home equity loans have a 10-year recast period. What the heck does that mean? So basically, you take out a home equity line of credit, And for the first 10 years, it, the loan, you can pay against it, pay down the loan, pay off the loan, keep a couple dollars in there so it stays open. But the loan balance grows and shrinks. And in most instances, all you have to do is make an interest-only payment each month. So you can actually take, if you haven't drawn full amount, you can take a draw on your loan, your checking account, and make an interest-only just using the money on line of credit. So that is something that can be done. After 10 years, the draw period expires, and the loan goes into an amortizing period, generally over the next 20 years. So those folks that got an interest-only or a HELOC, home equity line of credit, back in 2007, well, they're starting to see that recast period coming up right now, and home loan, the payment, in many instances, is becoming a significant increase. They're getting what they call payment shock because they're getting a, sometimes the payments will more than double during the time period. Now, those folks that did not get the home equity line of credit or bought in 2008, 9, 10 and have seen a significant increase in their equity position in their properties, in many instances, what those folks are looking at doing right now is they're saying, what happens if I get out or I get a home equity line of credit? I move, I like where I'm at, I like my house, but we're starting to need some home repairs. We want to modernize, put in a new kitchen, do a new pool, new backyard. Or in some instances, they need to do some age-appropriate renovations, need to put in some. You know, I know one person put in an elevator in their property. They needed to put in a walk going on. Maybe you need a new roof, some of those different items, new air conditioning. Well, the home equity line of credit could be a resource for that as well. So you do that right now. For the next 10 years, you make your payments on that or pay it off in the next 10 years. Those people that have not set a budget to save money for doing that. So remodeling right now is basically at an all-time high. The current strength of the remodeling market can be attributed primarily to economics, low mortgage rates, strong existing home sales, the bull stock market run, good job gains, and more recently, wage gains, according to an economist Metro study. With how affordability in any market across the country, millennials will be more inclined to purchase older, more affordable existing homes that will necessitate renovations. Then you also say, okay, what about the property assessed clean energy loans? That's the PACE loans. Well, obviously, we've been talking about that for a long time because they came out initially and they had a problem or a bad reputation. Now they've got a real good reputation. I've seen some being redone. I've seen some homes sell with a PACE loan on that and be assumable. I've seen some where they negotiated and paid them off, so I've seen both issues there. There's also a big timing issue. And how it's done, I don't get involved with it. But if you time your PACE loan properly, sometimes you're looking at 6 to 12 months before your payments start. You could also be either timed properly and done properly. It could be as much as 18 months before the payments even start. Again, you have to understand. That's why I tell folks, I'll put you in touch with the person that can help you with that. I send all of them over one individual. He's done some great stuff for our clients and got them that timing issue that is so, so important when you're doing your overall financial plan. That's just an issue right there. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, the new loan, give me a call, I'll put you in touch, and we will see what we can do about helping in that area. So we were talking before the break about how costly is bad credit. I gave you some great examples, I believe, right there. But what if you don't have the greatest of credit? How do you deal with it? Well, there are credit builder loans. They typically have some sort of a twist to them. It might be a securitized loan. You go to a bank and you say, I need a loan, and I'm going to put up $1,000 I want to borrow against it. So they've got a security interest that's not really a unsecured loan. There are secured credit cards out there. You have to use, again, the right ones. If you use the right credit cards, then you're really looking at in that instance is they report all three agencies, you pay a sum of money, start using a credit card, make payments on a credit card. Over the 6 months while that's happening, then what you're going to start seeing out is that you'll qualify for unsecured credit cards. Again, you go back to, if you remember, we said earlier on in the broadcast, one mortgage, two cars, three credit cards, you can have more credit cards. But the issue here becomes if you're getting those credit cards and letting them season, what I mean by seasoning is get older, get aging behind them, then you end up doing some, your credit scores can get better. Then if you have a hiccup along the line or something is misreported on your credit report, because we know that every credit report has errors, it's my opinion that everyone has, I haven't seen any that don't have them. But if you start looking at the credit reports and on the credit reports, then you don't have as big an issue if you've got multiple credit cards that are kind of working as a life preserver around your credit score. So that's where you're going to start building up credit over time. As you're doing that building of the credit over time, you start looking and saying, okay, what's our household? All the way back to where we started the conversation today. What is that household blended interest rate? Because then you start looking and saying, okay, I've got that household blended interest rate. Can I do better? Can I improve on that household blended interest rate so that maybe I don't have the higher rate on there? Maybe I'm not paying 30% on a credit card. Maybe I'm not paying 15% on a car loan. Well, once you've built your credit up and you're doing those other things that we've been talking about, yes, absolutely. All of those things become a possibility, and you're just working on managing that. Now, the important thing also is when you get your credit report and you get that copy that you can get for a year, make sure it's accurate. Make sure that your name is correct. Make sure that your address is correct. Make sure that your history is showing anything that's correct. Nothing has to be on your credit report, but anything that's has to be complete, accurate, and verifiable. If it's not complete, accurate, and verifiable, it must be removed. So we're not saying to lie about something that is yours and you're trying to correct it. We don't want that. That's not the idea. But the idea is to make sure that if you've got a credit card that you've had for 10 years and it's only showing up as being 4 years old, that's a big issue. Because that's where, actually what they end up doing is they'll put on their 47 months because you get a benefit to your FICO score at 48 months. The credit bureaus have a benefit. They have an inherent benefit for your scores to be low. I just like it is. Some people don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe that. But they sell the data off of your credit score. That's their job. That's their business. Selling that. Do you think that they get more money when they sell a 500 FICO or an 800 FICO? Well, certainly they get more money on the 500 FICO. They do that on a regular basis, and when they're doing that, it incentivizes them to have your scores low. If you do not push that dispute on their website, that is to give them a way of doing less work. You want to go back and look at some of the dispute shows I've done in the past. And it'll give you the information on how to properly dispute something that's on your credit report. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of your friends, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RoncoRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio. system. Thank you.